Good morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
The forecast says it'll be cold today and hot tomorrow. As the seasons change, the weather can become so unpredictable. Rely on the certainty of a Mueller metal roof to provide superior protection for your home from Mother Nature year after year. Made from 26-gauge steel, our energy-efficient metal roofs are hail, fire, and wind-resistant. Inner strength and outward beauty. That's what you can expect from a Mueller metal roof on your home. With a wide variety of panel styles to choose from and a selection of more than 30 designer colors, your home will be sleek and stylish and possess the strength and durability you can depend on. Give yourself peace of mind knowing that which is most precious to you is sheltered from the storm. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com where you can browse our selection of panel styles and trim profiles. Then give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
U.S. farmers this year may not plant roughly 8 million acres due to wet conditions. Industry analysts polled by Bloomberg say that farmers are expected to forego planting on 2.2 million acres of soybeans and 6.7 million acres of corn. The Midwest is facing another seven-day forecast of nearly daily rain chances, continuing the wettest 12-month period on record. For soybeans, the 2.2 million unplanted acres are just below a 2.23 million acre record set in 2015. Last week, the Department of Agriculture cut its corn planting and production forecast, but made no changes to soybeans, making note that there are still some windows of opportunity to plant soybeans. On Monday, the USDA Weekly Crop Progress Report showed farmers had planted an estimated 83% of corn and 60% of soybeans this spring. USDA reports that 62% of corn and 34% of soybeans have emerged. For this time of year, the five-year average shows corn plantings are usually finished with 93% of soybeans planted. As for winter wheat, the USDA is reporting 8% of the 2019 crop has been harvested. That is only a third of the progress that was made in comparison to this time last year and 16 points lower than the normal pace. Wheat's condition this week nationwide rates 64% good to excellent, 27% fair, and 9% poor to very poor, quite better than the condition of the previous crop during the 2018 harvest season. Here in Oklahoma, though, wheat harvest continues to progress this week with 16% of the crop harvested, far from 70% a year ago at this time, and 56% on average over the last 5 years. Wheat's condition rates at 8% poor to very poor, 23% fair, and 69% good to excellent. According to the Oklahoma Wheat Commission's latest report, harvest has continued to move across the state from the Oklahoma-Texas border to the Oklahoma-Kansas border until Sunday evening this past weekend due to the rain delays. Producers were hopeful that combines would start moving in the southwest Oklahoma yesterday afternoon across the western corridor of the state. Central Oklahoma and north central Oklahoma will likely be delayed in most regions due to the moisture received this past weekend. Producers were hopeful in some parts of north central Oklahoma that combines may get back into the fields on the drier, sandier ground. In all regions, combines have been falling in the fields because in many places the ground cannot hold them. On the wheat that has been cut, several producers have made comments about getting stuck and also fighting the thick straw due to higher humidity and moisture levels this season. Yields and test weights being reported continue to be positive. However, protein reports continue to range all over the board from 9.5 to as high as 13% depending on location and management practices. As of today, though, for the most part, statewide protein averages across the state range from 10.5 to 11.3%. You got farm news on Ron.
It's the gold standard for OSU's graze and grain wheat varieties. It's Duster, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Since its release in 2006, Duster is the most frequently planted OSU variety. A five-gene package leaves other varieties in the dust when it comes to leaf rust protection, and Duster is resistant to Hessian fly and powdery mildew. Duster is also resilient under BYD pressure and offers good baking quality as verified by the Wheat Quality Council. Put Duster to work for you. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.